Chapter 6. A Bad Time to be Famous. Blackjack ordered Captain Hawkins to stand next to him, in front of the passengers.
"Your captain has got a message for you," Blackjack told the passengers. "He wants to tell you that the next man or woman who tries to resist will be shot."
Blackjack turned to Captain Hawkins.
"Go on, Captain. Tell them. Tell them!"
And he pushed the captain hard on his back.
"Just do as he says and no one will get hurt," said the captain.
Just then, Rongo and Mickey returned with Rachel. She was walking between them, each man holding one arm tightly. Harry was still lying unconscious on the deck at Blackjack's feet.
"Harry! Harry!"
Rachel cried. Then she kicked one of the pirates hard on his leg, trying to get free. He let her go, holding his leg in pain. In the confusion, the other pirate also let her go, and she ran to Harry.
"We've caught a film star, Blackjack,"
laughed Mickey, and he showed Blackjack the photograph from Rachel's diary.
"Well, well, well," said Blackjack, smiling. "I recognize you, Miss Rachel Moore."
He lowered his head to Rachel, pretending to be courteous.
"I'm honored to meet such a famous person."
Suddenly, Blackjack threw Rachel on the ground next to Harry.
"Did you know what your friend was planning to do?" he asked her.
Rachel didn't answer him. Blackjack ordered Rachel to stand up, and he took her arm and pulled it up hard behind her back.
"Ouch! That hurts!"
shouted Rachel, trying unsuccessfully to free her arm.
"When Blackjack asks a question, you answer him," he said angrily. "Now I'll ask you one more time. Did you know what he was planning to do?"
"Yes, I knew," cried Rachel. "Harry's brave, not like you and your men."
Blackjack laughed loudly.
"Did everyone hear that?"
he asked his men. Then he turned back to Rachel and put his face close to hers.
"You're a stupid young woman," he told her. "Nobody talks to Blackjack like that."
"She might be stupid, but she's very pretty," said Mickey, looking at Rachel admiringly and whistling loudly.
"Yes. She's definitely pretty."
The other pirates began to whistle too. Blackjack took his rifle and fired a shot in the air.
"That's enough, you idiots," he told his men.
By this time, Harry, who was lying behind Blackjack, was recovering. He opened his eyes and sat up slowly, holding his head in pain. None of the pirates noticed that he was now conscious.
"I think that Rachel Moore can be very useful to us," Blackjack was saying to his men.
"What are you talking about?" asked Rongo.
"We'll take her with us and demand money for her return. I'm sure we can get a lot of money in exchange for Rachel Moore," answered Blackjack, playing with Rachel's hair.
When Harry heard this, and saw what Blackjack was doing, he was furious. He got up slowly and approached Blackjack, but Kino and another pirate caught Harry and held him tightly.
"Leave her alone," shouted Harry. "You wanted jewellery and money from the passengers, and they gave you everything they had. Now get out of here and leave everybody alone."
"I'm getting very angry," said Blackjack. His face red.
He took his rifle and pointed it at Harry, ready to shoot. Rachel went to Harry.
"Stop! Don't shoot him!" she cried. "I'll give you as much money as you want. Please don't shoot him."
Blackjack lowered his rifle. He approached Rachel and held her tightly.
"Okay, pretty lady, you said it. As much as I want," he said.
Then Blackjack turned to Kino. tie him up and get him out of my sight. Kino and the other pirate took Harry to a small room where diving equipment was kept. Kino shot at the lock and opened the door. The two pirates found some rope inside the room and used it to tie Harry's hands and feet.
"Now you can't cause any more problems," said Kino.
They left Harry in the room and returned to the other pirates. When they had gone, Harry smiled to himself. "What idiots," he thought. "They didn't check my pockets." Harry managed to get his fingers into his back pocket and he took out his knife. He cut the ropes on his hands and feet. In minutes, he was free. He knew that he had to think of a plan now, and quickly. Harry had an idea. He could hear the pirates preparing to leave the ship and return to their fishing boats. Harry knew that Blackjack was planning to take Rachel with them, so he threw a rope over the side of the ship, climbed down, and swam to the nearest fishing boat. Harry stayed in the water, holding onto some rope that was hanging over the side of the boat. He didn't know which boat was Blackjack's, so he had to wait for Blackjack to get into one of them. Harry looked down into the water. Suddenly, he saw two large, dark shapes circling near him. "Oh no," thought Harry. "Sharks!" Harry was very frightened, but he knew that he had to stay as immobile as he possibly could. He held onto the rope very tightly. Finally, the sharks lost interest and swam away. Meanwhile, some of the pirates on the fishing boats pointed their rifles at the ship.
"Don't do anything stupid, Captain, or my men will destroy your ship," Blackjack shouted. "Remember, the lives of your passengers are in your hands. One wrong move, and they're history."
The pirates climbed down the ropes and jumped into the fishing boats. Rachel protested as Blackjack helped her down the rope and then into the boat. Fortunately for Harry, the rope he was holding onto was hanging from Blackjack's boat. Harry climbed on board quickly and quietly. He hid under a big fishing net at the back of the boat, and nobody noticed him as it was almost dark. As he lay there, he heard the bandits' voices speaking in a strange language. Then he heard Rachel's voice. She wanted to know where Blackjack and his men were taking her.
"It's not really any of your business, young lady," Blackjack replied rudely, "but we're going to the island of Matomachi."